Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting second, the shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting fifth, the DH, Sam Ewing. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Al Woods. Batting eighth, the center fielder, John Scott. Batting ninth, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Lemonchick. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third, the left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fourth, the DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting ninth, the catcher, Fred Kendall. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs hits a pop-up towards short. Blanks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Staggs scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez strikes out. One out. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bocht moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bocht scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Baylor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Blanks moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blanks scores. Norris moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a pop-up towards short. Blanks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris who is chasing the ball. Ashby reaches third base with a triple. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Dade chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dade. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Blanks moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Date moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell scores. Date moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Date scores. Bocht moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris moves to second. Dennis DeBar now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Staggs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Staggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 2 in the game. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 2 in the game. Ewing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley scores. Velez moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it and throws to second for the out. Velez moves to third. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Velez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Blue Jays 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Spikes strikes out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Blanks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Staggs fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Staggs fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Ashby hits a line drive towards first. Bocht reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Staggs hits a pop-up towards first. Bocht settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Blue Jays 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Bruno now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruno fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Date moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Date moves to third. Cardi moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Date tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Cardi moves to third. Spikes moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-0 in the game. With 4 walks. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Cardi scores. Spikes moves to third. Blanks moves to second. It's 11-2, Indians. Mike Willis now pitching. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Velez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ewing hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Indians. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Woods hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 11-5, Indians. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Ashby is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Toronto Blue Jays, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.